From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. There have been rumors for weeks that Yahoo has been the victim of a data breach. Now the company has confirmed that 500 million Yahoo accounts have been hacked. Yahoo says usernames, passwords, security questions, birth dates, and telephone numbers were snagged. Financial information stored in a different place was apparently not. Yahoo believes the hack happened in 2014, also that it was state-sponsored. But a hacker who goes by the name Peace has also been telling press that he or she has stolen Yahoo data, some of it from 2012. Is Peace connected to the latest data breach? Tough call. The thing about hacks is you can't often be certain of the origin. What you can be certain of is that a lot of stolen data like this gets bought and sold online in underground markets. Here to help us understand more is John Miller, who works at the cybersecurity firm FireEye. John, thanks for chatting. Tell me about Peace.
This particular individual has gotten a lot of attention because the activities that he's been engaged in are fairly public. He hasn't really tried to conceal what he's doing. Also, he specifically named his victims fairly publicly, which from the point of view of a lot of the underground database vendors that we observe is a big no-no.
Yeah, so why is it a big no-no to be really public about it?
Well, really, you know, a big part of it you can see from the fact that we're talking about it right now. These vendors try to avoid law enforcement pressure, and they try to avoid anything that would scare away customers. And when you come out and say in a publicly observable venue that you're selling a database from a major company that's a household name, that's going to draw a lot of interest publicly, and it's going to significantly increase the likelihood of law enforcement repercussions attempted against the vendor of the database and potentially other actors who could be contacting that vendor, such as people who might purchase it. So that's why it generally isn't viewed as good for business in the e-crime underground to be this open about what you're doing.
For someone who is a Yahoo user, or really a user of any email service, what do you do when you see news like this?
So I would say the takeaway for a Yahoo user is certainly take advantage of opportunities to monitor for identity theft and for any abuse of, say, credit. And, of course, also be aware that these types of information can facilitate social engineering activity that targets individuals whose information has been exposed in these incidents.
John Miller does financial crime analysis at FireEye. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, that phrase social engineering that John is talking about is when hackers use information about you to get you to hand more information of all kinds over to them. We posted a link with more information for users on our Twitter account. We are at Marketplace Tech. It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, Rhonda Milrad, CEO and founder of RelationUp. It's an app that lets you text with experts for relationship advice. Rhonda, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yep.
One ancient scroll.
It is the recent biblical scroll that was found. I think it was like yesterday they figured out the time of it in history.
This is, I think, so close that I'm going to give it to you.
All right.
So this is from a story about a set of computer programs built by scientists at the University of Kentucky. It was built over 13 years. The programs scan and model the surface of the scroll and then kind of like decode the blobs of overlaying ink so it can be transcribed and translated. And apparently this process could lead to decoding a ton of scrolls that are still rolled up, ancient scrolls, and stay rolled up because we're afraid of unrolling them because we might actually destroy them. I wonder if there's any relationship advice in some of those scrolls.
The Bible stories are full of all sorts of relationship advice. Some good, some bad.
Some bad, some good.
Yeah, some good, some bad. Yeah.
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, 292.
I'm going to say it's the price of the new GoPro camera that was released on Monday. I don't know.
Unfortunately, you cannot get that one. It's so close, though. It is the actual cost to build the iPhone 7.
And how much does the iPhone 7 cost? It's much more than that.
I think $600 or $700, depending on the model.
Woo! That is a profit margin, I tell you.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of R&D went into that.
All right, I got a number for you. 74 days.
I'm stumped.
It had to happen at some point.
Ugh.
This is the number of consecutive days that the game Pokemon Go spent at the top spot on the iOS App Store's top grossing charts.
Ugh.
And it fell off this week, fell from the top spot.
My teenage daughter has dabbled. It's pretty fun for her, but not for me.
For you? Meh. All right, what do you got for me?
Again, money, $799.
Oh, is this the price of the new GoPro drone? I've got GoPro on that. Wow,
yes.
I got applause. I like this. Do you drone?
No, but I love the idea, and I actually want to get a drone.
Oh, okay.
I thought maybe I could get it as a parting gift.
For coming on the show?
For coming on the show with you.
Oh, man.
No.
I don't have a drone, and my bank account is low. Otherwise, I would totally get you one.
Thanks.
Rhonda Milrad, founder and CEO of RelationUp. It's an app that lets you text with experts for relationship advice. Rhonda, thanks for playing along.
Thank you so much. It's been super fun.
More from us, as always, at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.